Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Well, folks, yesterday we talked about Harvard University bringing back the SAT and the ACT. They seem to be at top of the news across the country on so many different fronts. It's actually kind of scary, right? This is supposed to be one of the premier educational institutions in this country. And it seems as though they are replete with controversy after controversy after controversy. There seems to be a growing number of universities that are now and continue to, and they're doubling down on offering segregated graduations. In light of the recent Supreme Court decision relative to affirmative action, it seems as though universities are being really creative in how they deal with diversity, equity, and inclusion. And they're certainly doubling down on these segregated graduations. They're called affinity graduations, where they say that marginalized communities get to express their cultures freely. They point out that these gatherings, which have expanded from black students in the early 70s to include an ever-growing list of marginalized identities, they're optional and they're open to everyone. I thought a graduation was to celebrate your educational experience, and that's the culmination of moving on, a passage, a rite of passage from advanced education to whatever the next stop in life is for you, not to celebrate one's culture. I didn't realize that graduation ceremony was about culture as opposed to accomplishment. Of course not, because the reality is that that means that you would be celebrating meritocracy, right? Merit. This is about equal opportunity, not guaranteed outcomes. And we continue to go down this path. In fact, Omokongo Dibinga, professor of intercultural communications affiliated with the Anti-Racist Research and Policy Center at American University, says that every space in America where non-white people seek to gather or even advance themselves is being challenged in the wake of the Supreme Court's action to end affirmative action. Well, that's not necessarily true. We continue to say that. The only problem is that when the advancement of you works to the detriment or there's a cost to others. So we promote racism to defeat racism. And because that is an altruistic thought by many, it's okay. We're free to do that. They go on and say that there's nothing in the Constitution that prevents people choosing to gather with members of their own community. Adding the professor, this professor who says they have spoken at affinity graduations, it is a travesty that there is a push to stop people from celebrating themselves. Again, I did not understand that we are celebrating culture as opposed to accomplishments. And we seem to have lost sight of what the advanced educational experience is all about. Now we have gathering centers, student centers for all kinds of ethnic groups, racial groups, the list goes on and on. Sexual preferences, and that list is growing and growing and growing. And in public universities, it's interesting because they expect the public, you, the taxpayers, to fund this, to fund their celebration of themselves. It's a ridiculous expectation. It should simply be the celebration of the accomplishment. That's what the university is there for, to educate students. And when you've reached and achieved the minimum requirements of that university, you get what? A diploma. Plain and simple. Gail Harriott, a University of San Diego law professor and independent member of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, says that affinity graduations have become very popular, in part because they help promote a particular narrative that one is a member of either a struggling, oppressed minority or the monolithic, privileged majority. But she's quick to point out there are many ways in which this view doesn't actually fit reality. Why don't we just go look at the graduating class at Harvard? And what you're going to find is that non-Hispanic whites are not the majority in the Harvard class. So who's privileged and who's not? Who's oppressed and who's not? So they can't even look to the makeup of their own classes to recognize they're not in the in the minority. They are the majority. And as a result of this, they say they're on dubious legal standing as it relates to Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Very interesting as to, you know, where this all goes. In fact, Harvard, as you well know, is now looking for a new president. The last president, Claudine Gay, had a checkered academic past. It seems as though she plagiarized a whole lot. She was really big into DEI, and so Harvard is doubling down on this, and they have tapped an ex-McKinsey consultant who has criticized meritocracy to help select the university's next president. She has argued that a meritocratic policy of treating people evenly, it ain't good enough, because that allows bias that is in our systems to perpetuate. And of course, the oppressors, whites, are the only ones that have bias. All other ethnic groups and racial groups, they can't have it. It doesn't exist. So say she, right? Again, defeat racism by promoting racism. Meritocracy is not good enough. It seems as though there has to be a greater good that's out there, as though we're going to defeat bias. Everyone has some kind of bias. Some people like blondes, some people like brunettes, some people like tall people, short people, medium-sized people, rotund people, thin people, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And it doesn't have to have anything to do with race. This whole notion of implicit bias. Of course, the oppressor community is the only one capable of same. No one else is. And it seems as though that Harvard University, and not to just pick on Harvard, but as I said, there's like multiple stories going on here. It seems as though they should offer an undergraduate degree in plagiarism, because it seems to run through every part of Harvard. In fact, a Harvard Medical School professor was just chastised by a judge for massively plagiarizing a report in a lawsuit against Lockheed Martin. U.S. District Court Judge Roy Dalton granted a motion to toss out Deepak Panigrahi's 500-page report accusing the weapons manufacturer of releasing toxic chemicals from an Orlando, Florida facility. It turns out that the report, according to the judge, is, put plainly, a mess. Indeed, the plagiarism is so ubiquitous throughout the report that it is frankly overwhelming to try to make heads or tails of just what Dr. Panigrahi's own work actually is. And in, during the course of the examination of this report, it turns out that he's citing reports that he hasn't even read in their entirety, and drawing conclusions based on these references that he makes to other people's work. This is becoming scarier, folks, as it relates to our higher education institutions in this country. And if we do not believe that we are going to fall behind emerging economies and emerging countries out there as it relates to our education, we are sadly mistaken. We better get a grip. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.